you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We'll follow the data. The reopening in the first five regions ends tomorrow. When the reopening of phase one ends, we'll give the experts all the data. It's posted on the web, but let them analyze it. And if they say we should move forward, we move forward.
What? Welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio. That's the governor, and what he's doing is not maybe readily apparent to you right there. What he's doing, he's saying that there were different regions that could open phase two in New York State, but what he's doing right there in that interview is he's changing the rules.
We'll follow the data. The reopening in the first five regions ends tomorrow. When the reopening of phase one ends, we'll give the experts all the data. It's posted on the web, but let them analyze it. And if they say we should move forward, we move forward.
So today there were businesses that even less than 24 hours ago thought that they were going to be able to open. Barbershops, all kinds of places across the five regions of New York State. And for some reason, the governor has reneged on his own plan and said, no. What we're going to do is we're going to take all this data that we've got, and we're going to have smart people take a look at it. And then when the smart people tell us that it's okay to open, then I'll allow phase two reopening. Well, hold on just a second there, governor. Who said you get to do any of that? Who said that you have a constitutional right to keep businesses closed? Who said that under any circumstances we were going to yield our rights to operate our businesses according to third-party, quote, experts that you haven't even identified nor will even tell us? Governor Cuomo, the state of New York is not your own little thiefdom. I know you find it hilarious. You and your brother get on TV, yuck it up, and talk about what a big schnoz you have and what size swab it takes to do the COVID test for you. I know that you find all of this extremely amusing. But it's really interesting, because when you've been saying for the last number of weeks that the federal government were the ones that made you put all the old people in the nursing homes that were COVID positive, when you blamed that on the administration and said it was CDC guidance, Governor, I happen to know that someone asked another governor, a governor who has more people than your state, who has about the same size budget and ended up having far fewer casualties in their nursing homes. I know that they were asked, did the CDC give you guidance to put COVID-19 positive people in nursing homes? And that governor said, no, there was no such guidance from the CDC. So, Governor Cuomo, we're going to reopen. Try and stop us.